I could feel my own feet. 5-hour drive with a screaming 17-month-old, and I lost my phone that he threw on the highway, but that's... I'm gonna let it out tonight, if you don't mind. Sweet. Front row, I apologize. I know it's a pandemic, but I do spit a lot when I sing, especially when I'm excited, so look out. Take me down to Bliss Avenue, boys. Come on. Jackie, this is always your song. But it's my little handful too many. She named herself that, not me, but it fits, I think, as I get to know her over the years, and I love it. But I think, I remember seeing this article in one of the newspapers about halfway through the pandemic, when everybody was quite serious about quarantining, and it said, this will make or break your relationships. And I thought, wow, well, I wrote this song a few years ago, but I think after at least a year of being holed up with someone, especially in a New York City apartment, it's either until we death do us part or I'm gonna kill you. So this is for that special pain in the ass in your life that maybe you got to know a little more in the last year and a half. Diamond on the guitar. serenading my best quarantine butter. That's my 5-year-old Aiden, y'all. He actually slept through the baby crying the whole time. I don't know, maybe he's been in front of John's amp too many times, but he's supposed to have his headphones. I am sorry, this is inevitably going to be part of the show for me.
Maybe someone can bring down those foam plugs for the boy. And we'll put him in. We'll put them in him. And then he'll be safe.
Tour life has changed for me. Instead of sleeping in the van, I'm building Legos and singing songs to an infant. Wouldn't trade it for the world. Don't you ever feel a little cheap? Bring in a bomb. Everything you can't keep on. Now you're making me do wrong. Because that special pain in the ass can really push every single button you have. You're making me do wrong. You're making me think wrong. You're making me say wrong. You're making me crazy. I'm sorry, y'all. Just gonna get some earplugs in the boy before I feel good about going on. Because he will not get off the stage. Whose child is that, though? Aiden, let's go backstage. My babysitter. She's coming. Your little brother needs you now. Come on. Say, give it up for Aiden, yo. Any requests? Because I have no set list, and not just through me, I'm going to be on. Calling angels almost home. All right, call our angels. Tonight in our hearts and celebrate their life with us, their life in general. Hold on, baby, you just might try to let your love be safe. Shield your heart.
Thank you.
So I recognize so many of you out there, thank you. Some of you have been with me a long time. I know by your t-shirt. And your shirt. So those of you that know, I lost a lot of family members in a short period of time, and it seemed like every album was about another loss. And hopefully that's over for a little while. That's nice. And after I've gone through several losses, you just, you know, you kind of search for what the hell does it all mean. I'm sure we've all had that search or that question. And I was really down and out one day, and I went to hear this Buddhist monk speak. He was from Tibet. He had quite a heavy accent. And he kept saying, we were sitting on, sitting on, sitting on, which is the name of this next song. That's why I feel I have to explain it. That's a strange title for something. He kept saying, we're sitting on this buried treasure. And I was like, what? That was going to make us happy every day. I'm like, what? And it was amazing because he said, it's just gratitude. If you wake up having a bad day, pick one thing you're grateful for and remind yourself to think about it all that day. If you do that with two things a day, you'll have a really amazing week or month, I can't remember. But he's like, if you at least do five a day, you're going to have a great life. I thought that was pretty powerful. So this is my sad, happy song. I think all my songs are sad, happy songs. Can I sing it now? That's the newest addition to the band, actually. You guys should keep him, yeah. He'll let me. Take me back to church, Davide. Bastard's been driving me crazy. Between my prescription glasses, I'm not just trying to look cool, these are prescription, but I did tint them so they don't look like prescription. I love being able to see everybody's face now. New world. So this song is on my last album, Love Lives On. It's called Faithful Sinner. I wrote it about my dad as he was dying. A man I worshipped as a little girl, the baby of six children, Don, Donna, Dan, David, Doug, Dana. And then I got a little older and he wasn't perfect, so we fought a lot. I mean, he was far from perfect. And then I got a little older and I realized the old proverb of walking in someone else's shoes really made a lot of sense. And I learned a bit more about his life, and all of a sudden, so many things made sense, and my heart was just filled with love. And in the end, we were quite close, and I got to be with him in his last days. And this is about a dream he had. A devout Catholic he was, and he said he thought God set him up to fail. I said, no, you did pretty good. But maybe we all have that faithful sinner in our lives. Someone maybe you know that's just trying so hard to do the right thing and just keeps screwing up. And maybe we just gotta give a little more patience and compassion. It's a hard line, I know. So I imagine my dad's thoughts in his dream, and this is him singing, not me. Or your faithful sinner. Whoops, I'm gonna, yeah, there we go. Okay, that's better. The blitz keeps going. You can't see what just happened to me unless you're in the front. It's worth paying extra money for the front just to see these things. My monitor is still off. Not a chair, I was always told. Okay.
I woke up in a bad dream. Everyone I love was looking to me. Someone to lean on. Someone to leave. I felt bad. I counted on love, I counted on faith, I counted on people, it was too late. I prayed to Jesus, don't let my life waste. Guess he owed the devil a soul that day. If you could see through my sad eyes, spoon of tears that I cried, would you see a feeling for a crime or a sinner with a faithful mind? Now there was a time. Once an innocent child. Yeah.
I have some of Dana and my monitor up here. Thank you.
Ooh, that's a first. He's learning. Come on, John Boy Diamond. So I'm gonna go back to the root and pay homage now to the late great Otis Redding. I covered him on my last CD down in Memphis. That was one of the main reasons I went to Memphis to make that record. It's not a song everybody knows by Otis. It's called Ain't Nobody Spoken Mine. Come on.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bobby Blair. And although she's still alive, I know she's having a hard time these days. Miss Tina Turner, who covered this song long before I really understood who Tina Turner really was. Oh, shit. So she covered this song that was written by Bobby Bland, another one of my heroes. And thanks to John Diamond, I was about 19 when we met. And he said, you gotta listen to all these artists if you wanna learn how to sing the blues and the soul rock. So I was a good little student. I took my notes. And this particular song really touched my heart. It's called I Smell Trouble. Cause man, was I a fucking mess. That kind of mess.
Thank you.
each other. Cover. Oh shit, someday we're gonna. I know that. But then I gotta teach the band. That is literally one of my favorite Janis songs ever.
Yes!
Oh. Yeah. You know, years ago, some of you know I got the great fortune of playing Janis Joplin off Broadway for about a year. Oh my god. It was amazing, man, you know. I was just writing my own songs at the time, and I always vowed that, like, I wouldn't cover any Janis songs on my own show until I had written at least, like, I think it was a ridiculous number, only 10 or 12 songs. I think I'm about 45 since then, so I think I can safely cover a Janis song without the critics butchering me. It was interesting doing that show because I realized, and this is a perfect segue into this next artist who was one of my big heroes. To be quite honest, I didn't grow up on Janis music. And I discovered all of her influences before I discovered her. And this is an artist, Esther Phillips, who when you listen to the first note she sings, you're gonna know that Janis and many others got so much from this great artist. And this is a song she covered written by Gil Scott-Heron that's going on my next album, which will also be down in Memphis. It's called Home Is Where the Hatred Is. I know that sounds dark. Hello. But it's really a song about getting attention to the fact that all we've got are other living beings to get through this thing called life together. So we gotta lean on each other, we gotta help each other and stop dividing, stop hating, stop thinking our opinions matter more than the other. That's what's going on in this world. And then talk about mental health, talk about addiction, depression, talk about it. There's no shame. We can be each other's friends, you know? Don't let the shrinks all make the money. And I don't know about you, but most of us can't afford those Medi-4 clinics. So I think this song is still a beautiful wake-up call. Kick it in, boys, come on! Ask me why. 1970s Bay. Sexy song, but the big anxiety attacks in the middle of the night are sexy. I want to know you better. Thank you. sleepless night. I'm burning head to feet. My heart break every beat. This ain't right. I feel small, like hurts to a bone. With the wrong road ready to the wrong road home. It's dark already, and it's so far. She heard the sound of distant thunder. It came beating down the door. Her heart went racing. She went under. Found her lying on the floor. Hey, hey. band wants to kill me because I don't make a set list and then I threw the song at them.
They did it, yeah?
Come on. Okay, enough about death and drugs. Let's talk about sex. Unrequited love, I should say. I had to write a country song because I grew up down south and I grew up on Hank Williams, Patsy Cline, Johnny Cash. So this is the booty call song. Well, we had to talk about love and all the tables turned. Ain't it hard enough? The hardest stuff is how we live and learn. But I've got hope in soaking up my time. Well, I'm thinking about you, but I got nothing on my mind. Set the tape slow, but you can't ignore how quick you'll burn.
Nothing on my mind. Here's the
usually there's a toast of whiskey on this song, but John drank it all, so I have to do with water. But if we're lucky, life is a long game, yeah? Even though we bitch about getting older, especially us girls. Thank you for celebrating life with me tonight. And I mean, really, now more than ever, we gotta celebrate life, yeah? If we're lucky, life's a long, long game, no matter how hard. Probably because that wasn't whiskey, as thirsty I am.
Sound.
guitar, his first full band show with us. That's Pops McCall, Kevin McCall on the bass guitar. Let's welcome him to the stage tonight. Bassist, actually. On the drums, going back almost 4 years ago, my dear friend, keeping the groove going night after night after night, Santo Rizzolo, y'all, from Asbury Park, New Jersey. Thank you. Bob and they are the only ones and I in the band with kids. Okay, pups. We're in the sleepless club. Thank you so much, everybody, really. It's an honor and a gift. We're live streaming tonight. I forgot about that. So this song is for
all the nerds.
Yeah. Exactly. Where are you? Exactly, that's exactly who this song is for, Jackie. Lisa, Benica, Jessie, Jackie, just totally called it for you. All right, I lost my ears somehow, but that's all right. We'll do it just on ears. All right, before we go home tonight, I'm gonna do something really corny. I just feel it. Maybe we can all just set our intention just to go until midnight without screaming at anybody. No, truth. Hopefully. I wrote this song inspired by a quote that a friend of mine always signs off on an email with. Says, be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a hard battle. It's called Battle Lines. Yeah. It's been hard to find someone kind who could hear what I couldn't say. It'll take some time to leave behind all the words you said that day. Guess I lost myself when I went to find the one who walked away. Tried to tell myself you were steps behind. I tried to tell myself you'd stay. I said, yeah, I died and river flow. Always drift back to sea. Skin old flows, skin old and
let's look.
day with the wish to pull me through. I go to sleep every night the same dream, it ain't true. I guess I'll lose myself, just killing time. Someone tells me what to do. Maybe I'll find another battle line. No one left to live. We are so honored and so grateful, guys. Thank you.
We got all our CDs and vinyl up at the...